Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, also of the Game Brain podcast and The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which you can catch on YouTube and on IG. And joining me is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. What's going on?
Hello, Ben. How are you?
Now, guys, we have to make this podcast quick because I do have to wake up tomorrow for The Bold and the Beautiful, and I have about 43 pages of dialogue to learn, so we've only got about 5 minutes tops.
You're so angry. So angry, Ben.
Hold on. I gotta get a snack before I go any further. Hold on one second. Guys, this is a Crappens on Demand episode, so you don't have to just listen to us. You can also watch us. Ronnie is in the most adorable yellow t-shirt. I'm just like cavelling looking at you. I'm like, Ronnie. So adorable. Go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens. And this is like a huge week for us. We're on Watch What Happens Live with our fellow podcasters, Amy Phillips and Ira Madison and Danny Pellegrino. So check out that episode, especially if you're listening to this after the fact, go check it out. And that's basically the big news.
Yeah, that's it.
We're on TV. We're on TV.
That's all we've got. Let's just go take a nap now.
I'm like, I got a croissant. I don't know the other big updates, but that's the big
super,
news.
Super, super fun. That was really amazing. And it was really cool to be there with like our actual friends, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's so fun.
People don't realize that, maybe don't realize that. Amy, Danny, Ira, we all know each other. We all went to the Countess and Friends together, and so it's like so cool to have like a cool moment like that, a cool Bravo fan moment on TV on Watch What Happens Live with also like your friends. So
yeah,
really, like definitely a highlight, I think, for us.
Yeah, very cool. Podcast. And it's also the end of an era, because who knows, this show will never be the same without Denise Richards.
Denise Richards
left the show. She's out of there. I don't know if she was fired or if she just quit. But man, if I had a 4-year contract for $4 million, I hope that shit was pay or play, because that is not good to be walking away from $2 million if that's the case. I mean, just you can say I made out with whoever. I did lingus, whatever you call it, on whoever you want to, if you're giving me
air
that
lingus
kind of money, girl.
She flew air lingus.
Air quote lingus was what I just did. I just made air quotes because we're on Crappens on Demand. If you guys want to see some air quote lingus here,
air quote lingus, darling.
You
know, the thing is, I remember a few weeks ago Garcelle saying something, or a rumor, that if Denise leaves, Garcelle will leave, or Garcelle's basically going to stay or leave depending on what Denise does. So I wonder if Garcelle is going to follow suit as well.
Well, people are making too big of a deal out of that, because what she said was, she said, I saw Denise, or one of them said, I saw her, and I was like, well, I don't want to go back if you don't want to go back. Yeah, well, I don't want to go back if you don't want to go back. Yeah. It wasn't like, I will not go back if she's not here. It wasn't that. And so now people are like, Garcelle's going, you know, going back on her word. So calm down, everybody, all right?
Yeah.
Calm down.
Calm down. So that was huge. So anyway, we are talking about this reunion episode. I guess before we start that, just a reminder that you can buy your masks at crappensmerch.com, because masks are really, really important. Don't listen to some of your favorite reality stars, because they don't know what they're talking about. You should be wearing a mask.
Masks are stupid.
No, you're stupid, Kelly. Masks are vital and important because we're in a pandemic. And
You're fat.
You're big. You're a dork. So wear a mask and go, if you have to get a mask, go to crappensmerch.com, because we got some awesome, fun masks there. And I don't think there's anything else left to shill or promote.
No, right? let's just get right into this mess.
Let's get into this mess, the part 3 of the reunion. So the thing opens up. So I guess last week the big cliffhanger was this thing where Andy was asking Brandy about, not Brandy, Denise, about like the worst thing that she said about Teddy, and she's like, well, you know, it's what I said to her face, you know, she's a shitster. And Teddy's like, actually, like, what you said, like, way worse things to Brandy about me than what you said on the air. And she's like, well, how did you find that? According to who, Brandy?
All right. Who the fuck even is that? I don't even know who you're talking about, all right?
Everyone's like, no, it was you. They roll the clip of her again, being like, let me tell you something. I said way worse things about Teddy to Brandy, and they didn't even air that. So there you go.
But that whole interview, whenever they cut back to that interview with Denise, she just looks wasted. That's the one where she's just leaning on the back of her chair that time. It's like, I said way worse shit about that bitch than they even fucking said. So I don't fucking get where they're fucking coming from.
I know. And, you know, by the way, this episode of the reunion was the first time I really took in Denise's surroundings. I think we probably mentioned it. I think you brought it up maybe last week or the week before. But this is the first time I truly appreciated the fact that she seemed to be broadcasting from, like, an Embassy Suites business conference center. I was like, what is this, like, drab carpet and, like, this table with the chairs? Like, where and is all she the recording
neon, all
this?
The colored neon tree? Lights and the booths behind. It's like a tanning salon in West Hollywood. Like, what the hell is going on?
So then Denise says this, and then can you explain this to me? Because Denise goes, Teddy, you are the daughter of a famous father, and the fact they would even bring that up at the group dinner is really fucking shitty. And she's talking about in Rome when Teddy brings up what Brandy said. I don't get the link between Teddy
having
a famous father.
Like, you understand. I think it was a diss to everybody else, because she's saying, you're from a famous family. You know what it would be like if your father, if all these rumors were going on about your father, and you know what it's like to have to deal with rumors like that. But I also took it kind of like, I mean, you know what it's like to be famous. These other bitches don't, but you do.
Right. Then Renee's like, well, Brandy brought it up, not Teddy. Not Brandy brought it up. Like, A, it was Teddy who brought it up at the dinner. And, okay, and even if, and even yes, if you want to say, okay, Brandy did bring it up, why did Brandy bring it up? Because Kyle gave her a very blatant and obvious platform.
Yes. And she's like, Lisa, just be quiet, Lisa. And Lisa's like, no, I won't be quiet. Do not tell me to be quiet. Like, Lisa Rinna is the biggest victim in this. And it's hilarious. Like, she's trying to act like the victim while she's attacking somebody. Like,
I know.
With the knife in her hand, she's trying to cry victim.
She's also acting as if she is in, like, a courtroom scene in, like, a nighttime soap, you know, like, I object, I will not be quiet, there are children who are dying on canoes. I have mentioned canoes every episode this week. I don't know what is wrong with me. Have you noticed that? I keep on mentioning canoes.
Yeah, I don't know where it's coming from. I guess because that's the first episode we started with this week was the Potomac episode where they were all on canoes. I don't know.
I've, like, literally, I just realized, like, because I can't control what comes out of my mouth when we do this, and I just realized I keep on mentioning canoes. It's like, I've got canoes on the brain.
Canoes in the ring. So Denise is like, well, Teddy was the one who brought it up at dinner, not Brandy.
Yeah, but Brandy had already said it on camera, and it was out there to the world.
Okay, then again, who has Harry Hamlin fucked? What are those affairs? And what's up with the husband? You know, it's funny, and Andy actually brings up this stuff to them later on in the episode, and they just deny, and it's so funny. But yeah, if you guys are okay with everything being brought up on camera, let's go revisit that Kyle affair story that Maurizio is hooking up with hookers from, like, fancy hotel bars. Let's talk about that.
We literally see a clip of Kyle later in the episode yelling at Lisa Vanderpump about the tabloids, because, you know, because when you bring the tabloids out, then it just becomes a bigger issue on camera. I'm like, well, I thought you know what I'm saying? Like,
and they actually use that clip as Kyle's defense for bringing it up against Denise, which is crazy.
Because all they're doing is making an issue bigger on camera. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. I was, like, stunned by my stupor. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be more honest and open right now.
I think the important thing, Andy, is that everyone's honest. Because you know what I love? Honesty. And I think everyone should be honest. Kyle says honest about 37 times in this reunion, okay? Nobody honest tells you that they're honest 37 times in a reunion. They just don't. Okay.
It's like she just suddenly remembered the bullet points that her, like, PR manager, like, outlined for her. Like, okay, on the reunion, Kyle, just emphasize honest and open. And then, like, it's like, oh, we're in hour 6 of recording this. Oh, that's right. Honest and open. I just want to be honest and open.
Yes. So then begins my favorite other thread. My other favorite thread of this reunion. Denise is like, well, you know what? Brandy also said a lot about your fucking family, Lisa Rinna. You want me to put that out there? And Rinna's like, you know what? If you want to threaten me, Denise. What are you, threatening me? You want to threaten me, Denise?
I'm like,
yes.
First of all, yes, because we would love to see some threats. But also, like, isn't that, like, it's not a threat. It's basically saying, would you like me to be open and honest with you ladies and have some dialogue about what I heard?
Yes. Right? And if you guys say it's totally fine because we're on a TV show, why shouldn't I be able to bring up your private shit on a TV show?
So then Teddy is like, well, if you have no relationship with Brandy, then how do you know she said all this? Which is not a terrible question, to be fair. And Denise is like, well, it was like the first time I met her, okay? When she signed on to the show, we have a mutual friend, all right? We have the same, car salesman. And, you know, she just started talking. She has Diary of the Mouth. You know, and I never repeated it. I just love the idea of Diary of the Mouth.
Yeah, Diary of the Mouth.
She's got diary mouth, you know, dear diary.
Yeah, she just can't keep that locked. Those diary secrets just come right on out.
Yeah, she read regular Bridget Jones, that one. And Andy's like, well, Denise, it seems like over time you've kind of mischaracterized your relationship to the group. She's like, nah, I am not. She's an acquaintance. Did I said what she said? No. Listen, she called me out of the blue. She said, can I come with us to Kyle's event? And then Aaron said, there's no fucking way she's coming with us. And so I didn't even ask him.
they
all start laughing because how much sense does that make?
Yeah, and he's like, so he said, no fucking way Brandy could come, but you didn't ask him in the first place? Like, how did that work?
No, he doesn't like Brandy, all right? He thinks she's a train wreck, and she's unstable, and she drinks a lot. And last time he saw her prior to Kyle's, when she asked to come to the podcast, and Aaron was there,
she's just like, she needs to just take a minute.
Organize
this, sit down, make a chart, you know, outline it, Roman numeral one, a
PowerPoint.
Yes.
Let's just organize. By the way, this also shows like how flimsy all the other women's cases, because Denise is such a terrible defender of her own storyline. Like, she has so many holes in her story. Like, she is horrific. The entire reunion, she does a terrible job, and yet we are still on her side because the case against her is just so terrible. It's like, how bad is your case that we are still on Denise's side after all that?
Well, it made me think when she was saying that Brandy had actually called and tried to get into that party through them. And they said no and wouldn't take her. And then they kind of blew her off that night when she was like, we should be a throuple. And they blew her off. Is that what made Brandy so mad to actually come on camera and turn this in, you know,
most
with
certainly.
Kyle? Because she most didn't
certainly.
Get it out?
Most certainly. So Andy was like, now, Denise, though, Brandy was very specific about your hotel room. And we see the clip. And it's basically that Brandy is like, there was no door on the room. So then Denise is like, well, yeah. Well, you know, she knocked at my door and I let her in. Because I had to grab my stuff to go on out. But she didn't stay with me. And Aaron was there the whole time. And I don't have an open marriage. And if I had an open marriage, I would say it. But, you know, she just got into the foyer. That's basically it, you know.
You know what? It would be just so much easier if you were open and honest, Denise. Being honest is what's important, Denise, and open. And you know what? Also honest. That would be great. Like me, open and honest.
And then Kyle gives us the biggest line of shit. She's like, you know, Denise, it would have been so much better and easier in Rome if you just said, listen, whatever Brandy said, that's between us. Let's just talk about the stuff between us girls. How about that? I'm like, yeah, right. The moment Denise says, that's between us, do you think these women would ever, ever, like, just let that go? Like, okay, we're going to respect your privacy. Like, well, what did happen? What if nothing happened, then what's between you guys? What would happen, you know?
Yes. It would have been a whole season of them trying to expose her to her husband or whatever.
Yeah,
so then
exactly.
Denise is like, yeah, but it's not between us, that shit she's saying. Kyle's like, you know what this is a pattern of? Not being honest, which is the opposite of what I don't like. And so Denise is like, you know what? What was said in Rome? What happened after that? And Kyle's like, well, you stopped showing up. You stopped coming to parties and you stopped. And Denise goes, based on what, Kyle? Based on what? Based on Brandy. And Kyle goes, based on not being honest. You're not being honest.
And he's like, one at a time. He goes, I have to move on or I'm going to die.
How did no one question Kyle on, you brought Brandy in here, you brought her into the scene fully mic'd into your house, you didn't know any of this? I mean, I know that she would have just lied anyway, but at least it would have been said.
Yeah, because that was such a setup. It was such a blatant setup, and all the audience saw it. And I think that's why really people are on Team Denise, because you can just see the setup. And the women are acting dumb. And Kyle is talking about being open and honest when it's clear that she is manipulating in this situation. And, and also, every time she says, well, you know, Brandy, one thing about Brandy, she never lies. And then there's all those headlines and all those quotes and all those tweets of Kyle being like, Brandy is a liar. She lied about my husband, right?
Yes. Oh, good. So, open and honest. So, Andy's like, you know what? I've got to move on or I'm going to die. All right. And who says, oh, yeah, I agree. Someone's like, oh, yeah, I agree.
Dorico's, me too, Andy. Me too.
So, Denise is like, listen, you know what? I had a fever. I was sick on FaceTime. Which is like, wait, but you've already admitted. Didn't she already admit that she just, oh, no, this was the baby shower. The one maybe she did have an actual fever. So then Kyle's like, yeah, but then you said yourself you're coming, and then you just turned your phone off. Who does that? And she's like, you know what? I owned just it with Garcelle. Honest. What does it have to do with you, Kyle?
Yeah. And then Sutton's like, I just want to say one thing. I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt you too, although I am actually interrupting you too. I didn't know Denise at all in 2018. She was just like, Denise, Fenty, all these new concepts to me, right? But I did hear a rumor from one person removed from Brandy that this was going on. So either Brandy was lying or she was manipulating you to use you. All right now?
Yeah. So what does that mean, Sutton? That Brandy's telling the truth because you heard about it a long time ago? Like, people can only lie one time to one person? Like, she could have been lying the whole time to everybody at all times.
I think Sutton was oddly enough defending Denise, right? Because she said that she didn't say either Brandy was lying or Denise is lying. She said either Brandy is lying or she's manipulating you. Which I think that, like, that point actually got kind of lost in the mess because they all started talking. Actually, Denise started talking over her because Denise was like, I didn't know Brandy in 2018. And Rennick goes, oh, yes, you did. Yes, you did. Let the record show Judge Ito that she knew her in 2018.
And Dorit's like, let Sutton finish. God bless her heart. Gets two things to say the entire time. Dresses like a fool. Let her have her word.
Well, I'm finished. So
she's like, I finish. So Andy says, all right, let's move on. And Rena's like, please. Please, let's move on. Shut up, Renna. You're the one who started this whole storyline, okay?
No, it was Kyle.
It Kyle was Kyle, and but Renna's the one who keeps it up and up and keeps it going and going in this reunion. Yeah.
So Andy said, so you said, Denise, you said in the finale that Brandy had made the text messages up. And Denise is like, well, I'm not going to say Big Pharma, but let me tell you one thing. Tylenol knows how to text. All right. What I'm saying is they got machines there. All
right. That's right.
They know how to manipulate.
They can fake it. You know, one time Bear sent me a text and they made me think it was actually from NyQuil. They're tricking motherfuckers, Andy. All
right.
I'll tell you that.
And right, so you think the slogan, little yellow, different, better, wrote itself. Those pills know how to type. All right.
So Rinna whips out her Lisa Vanderpump. Like, okay, haven't you copied Lisa Vanderpump enough? You're literally in one of her dresses right now. Okay. So she whips out her giant printed texts. And she's like, I have them here. I do not like bullshit, Andy. And Denise is like, Rinna, you know what? You need to be careful because yours can come out too. Are you threatening me? Are you threatening me?
Which is literally what Rinna is doing to Denise. I wrote that down on my note too, because you said it now like a few times, but like I wrote it in my notes too. I just got here in my notes that says, isn't that what Rinna is doing to Denise? Like,
she's literally holding up texts threatening to just read them text, all like, on
I'm
camera.
Gonna read, I'm gonna out you with your texts. Like, are you threatening me by reading my text before I get to read your texts?
And Andy's like, well, Denise, are you willing to show your text messages with Randy? Wrong question. The question should have been, okay, will you please read those texts from Rinna? Because who doesn't want to know what that was? I need to know. You know they're like, fuck Kyle. She's got cankles. She's a bitch. I hate her. Her sister sucks. You know, Teddy sucks. Everybody hates Teddy. You know those texts are like that.
Yeah, and you know, we support that. So Andy's
That would have made this whole thing worth it if Rinna had to get her text read.
I get no text reading, you know what I'm saying? God. So the show is making us dumber. And I guess this is my my weekly reminder to everyone that all of this fighting, really, just when you whittle it all down, it's because Brandy said that Denise said that Rinna, like, Erica was cold and Teddy lives in the shadows of her father, and Rinna is, I forget what she said about Rinna, but that's all it was. Like, that's all of this.
A lot of truth.
Is because of some shade that Denise threw.
Three little nuggets of truth. So stupid. Commercials. Here comes one right
now. So Denise is like, yeah, well, you know, I'm willing to, like, you know, she's basically saying, like, yeah, I'll read these, I'll show these texts. Is Rinna willing to show my texts with her? How about that?
Did you notice that Rinna looked, first of all, she, like, her face looked scared, and then she looked over at Denise's box. She looked right
Brandy box.
She Brandy looked box. right into her box, like she knew where she was.
Here, I think I'm looking at you, Ronnie, now.
Yeah, we're looking at each other now. It was so funny that she just did it again.
This will be for the screenshot. I can't tell if we're actually hitting each other. This is for the screenshot. Wait, hold on. No, my hands. Oh, wait, hold on.
You're hitting my head, basically.
This is such a terrible angle for me with my quarantine hair. I look like I'm taking.
Oh yeah, I felt it on my palm. That was good. See, it worked.
That was so good, guys. This is some of the great content that you get on Crap It's On Demand.
So Rinna looks scared, which is hilarious. And then she's like, "Why is that different?" And Rinna says, "Because it's not about me, and those are private." Oh, okay, Rinna. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So Denise is like, "Well, it's not about me and Brandy, and I don't really give a shit, you know." And so Rinna's like, "But it is about you and Brandy. Is she being muzzled? Did you send a cease and desist to Brandy to shut her up?"
Eh, fucking no. You guess. And Andy's like, "Denise, did your lawyer send a cease and desist against production?" And she's like, no, the cease and desist was to Brandy to tell the truth.
And they're all like, Kyle's like, "I need to be open and honest about this right now, but a cease and desist is to silence someone. And she goes, "Is a cease and desist to silence someone or say you have to tell the truth? I'm really not sure." I'm like, "Kyle, you know the answer to that. You're being snarky right now."
Yeah.
Which I don't
and
mind.
Erica's just like, "It means quit it. That's what it means. Quit it." "Oh, yeah. Well, if it was the other way around, Lisa, Rinna, Kyle." And Kyle's like, "You know, I have been in that seat. I have been in that seat when things are aired.
Seat too. I've been in that seat too."
"And things have been aired.
I wiped it down first.
Things have been aired that are hurtful to me and my family." And then we see that clip of Kyle yelling at Vanderpump because Vanderpump made, for those who don't remember, in the beginning of the season where Mauricio was in all the blogs for cheating on Kyle with younger women, Vanderpump went over to Kyle's house and Portia was in there playing around. And Kyle says something like, "Oh yeah, she just went on a ride with her dad." And Lisa said, "Oh yes, that's the younger woman that they're talking about." And like made a joke and laughed. And Kyle like came after her after that. It was, the whole season was like bring down Vanderpump moment. Well, what's shitty of Vanderpump like to joke about that in front of the kid?
It was shitty, but you know, by the way, it's not like that was the moment that Kyle decided to go after Vanderpump. It was just the moment that she realized that she had a chance to, because the truth is, after that first season, when Kyle realized that Lisa was more popular than she was, it's been like a long game of Kyle trying to take down Lisa. And in fact, like, Kyle did this thing where like she alternates of like sucking up to Lisa to be like her best friend because Lisa is the most popular, while at the same time also trying to take her down. So she has seasons where she like kisses her ass, and then she tries to, and then another season where she tries to take down Lisa and then it fails. So she tries to get back in the good graces, and it's this cycle that's happened over 10 years until finally, unfortunately, she won.
Yeah. So this is right after, this is the clip that they're showing. Kyle is yelling at her about saying that in front of Portia. And she's like, "And you know that when you bring it up on camera, now it's a whole season of lies about my husband. But now it's okay. It's okay for you to do that. And you're using that as your defense. Like, you were so brave to let that on camera. You didn't let that on camera. And the minute it was said, you insisted everybody else stop talking about it."
Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you for bringing this truth and this context to this situation. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, this entire fight and Kyle's hypocrisy. On, you know what? I just want Kyle to be open and honest, and I feel like we're not
open.
Getting that.
We just open want and honesty. Honest. So Andy's like,
she,
Rena,
but then she goes. Oh. But then she goes, Kyle, ever the martyr. She goes, it was horrible, but I did it. Much like how I had to grow bangs for Michael Myers. I didn't want to do it, but he called me up and said, Kyle, if I'm going to have to kill you in this movie, I want you to have your bangs. And I said, okay, Michael, because you're being honest with me right now. Thank you. You're a true friend.
Yeah, even Michael Myers is honest. He just wants to kill people. Okay, take a page out of his book. So Andy asked Rena if there's anything that she felt was off limits in her life, which... Do we really see any of Rena's life? I mean, we see her kid has a problem this year. You know, everyone online is mad that Harry's never on. He's just on like every 2 seconds or whatever. But yeah. Rena's like, you know what? Yes, Andy. And I dealt with it. I just jumped across the table and almost strangled her when she said that. Yes, meaning you were not allowing it to be on camera. Yes. You almost killed her so that she would never say anything. And then you went and texted her evil texts all season long that she brought up saying that you're a stalker and all this shit because of all the nasty shit you were texting at her. So no, you did not just let it bring it, someone bring it up and deal with it. That's bullshit.
It is bullshit. Although I have to say, one of the reasons why I've always liked Rena on this show is that she's very slick in a way that I appreciate. The fact that she spun it as like, I jumped across that table and I tried to strangle that turkey gullet of hers. And you know what? There was no truth to it, but I faced her in the reunion. I faced Kim, and later on I gave her a bunny. I gave her a bunny. Denise, where's my bunny? Where's my bunny? You know, like, I like that she is able to like totally twist things and then be melodramatic about that. I love a melodramatic housewife, so I like that aspect. But she's wrong. But she is wrong.
And let's wasn't Brandy fired for? You know, look, they are right in a way because they're saying at least they fought about it at the reunion, right?
Right.
So she's refusing to let Brandy come.
Which is what we wanted from Vanderpump, right?
Right. But yes. And so they're right in that way, but Denise is right that Brandy's not even a part of the show. She didn't sign on to do it with her, and she shouldn't have to fight her. So I don't know. I can see what they're saying.
I think that Garcelle though really nailed it on the head, hit the nail on the head, right? Because right when Rena says, you know, the truth is, I faced her at the reunion. I came face to face. Blah 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 blah. Garcelle just goes, you know what? Not everyone's the same, and not everyone deals with things the same way. And I was like, thank you, because I can't stand, one thing I can't stand is like this thing, like, this is how you have to handle it. You have to do it like this, you have to do it like this.
Yeah.
We're all wired differently. Some of us handle confrontation differently and handle these things differently. Some of us value using our time and our energy in different ways. Even if you're on a reality show, you are entitled to that. And I thought that was actually like a really salient point, which is that like not everyone is like Lisa Rinna. Not everyone wants to sit down and be like, were people doing cocaine in your bathroom? Not everyone wants to do that, you know?
Yeah. And then Garcelle's other great question, why do you care?
Thank you.
And Brenda's like, because we're having to deal with it for the last 6 fucking months. You're the one who keeps bringing it up.
Guys are the ones who made a big deal about it.
Do something else. My God, get a fucking storyline. Your storyline is always what somebody else is doing. It's Kim's drugs or it's, you know, it's this
I don't
shit
mind.
With Denise. Like, come
I actually
on.
Don't mind. I don't mind if someone's storyline is like that because they're at least, they're creating a storyline. I actually don't mind that. But I don't like being like, we've had to deal with it. I'm like, but you guys created this.
You guys bring it up. Lucy, apple juicy. You just kept bringing it up all fucking season. So he's like, well, let's say something did happen. And maybe she would just be trying to protect her marriage and her family.
The logic train continues.
I would say, if that's the case, I would say, Denise, if we were such good friends, you should come to me and say, Lisa, I need your help because this happened. And Garcelle just laughs. She's like, what? Why would she come to you? All you do is attack her every time you see her.
Exactly. And also later on in the episode, I believe there's a lot of discussion about like, I brought this up at the table because we're shooting a TV show and we have open conversations, and at the same time advocating for, like, oh, you should have pulled me aside. I can't stand that.
Yes. So Garcelle's like, this is bullshit. And Denise is like, why are you attacking me? We've been friends for 20 years. And Rena's like, well, I'm a truth teller. I have to tell the truth. So help me, God. There's always a Bible against my hand. I've got to tell the truth, Denise.
Your Honor, I move to dismiss this case for truth, for truth. So then Kyle is like, guys, the only way to move forward is to have an honest relationship and friendship. Everyone has to be honest. You guys hear what I'm trying to say? Honest, honest.
So let me ask you a question, Kyle. You're saying the only way to move forward is to be honest and her truth. She didn't sleep with Randy. And Denise is like, yeah, they're not accepting it. And so then Kyle gives another, like, hero speech. She's like, well, none of us like to see each other go through things, Andy. I've gone through some of the most difficult times in my life. What are you talking about? What are the most difficult times in your life? The one joke that was made about your husband? What else? The Kim shit you all brought upon yourself.
Ronnie. You're actually being a little callous here, because she did have to spend a few years with that lima bean shaped pool, and that was terrible.
That was terrible. That was
she could not pool. Remember. She hit. Actually, I was always a defender of the pool. Remember, she was like, "I don't want a lima bean shaped pool anymore. I want a rectangle. I want a rectangle." I'm like, "I like the lima bean."
Oh, I thought you were against the lima bean
pool. No, I was pro lima bean. I was pro bean. I like a bean pool.
So then, guess how she ends her speech? Open and honest, guys. Open and honest.
Just be open and honest. And then she goes, I want to move forward with everyone. And Denise is like, well, I appreciate you saying that, but sometimes you women don't accept honesty and you think someone's lying. And that's where it's like hurtful, you know? It's like... You ever go into the supermarket and then Big Pharma's there, and then next they startle you so bad you drop your tomato sauce and it shatters everywhere? It's hurtful. That's what it feels like. That's what it feels
like. Yeah, fuck off. So then we come back and Sutton's just looking at Garcelle while she gets ready to go back on camera, and she's like, you know what's sad? Looking at your boobs and looking at my boobs.
And Garcelle's like, these are taped to the back of my neck.
It's like, well, I don't have tape. I don't understand tape. I don't have that stuff.
Well, I called up Mr. Dolce and I said, can I have some Dolce & Gabbana scotch tape, please? And he said, I don't know who this is. New number. Who's this?
So from a go-go cage to a Broadway stage... Erica revealed lots of layers this season. It's like, oh God, did she? How are those layers from going and dancing around a pole in strip? For going from dancing around a pole in fishnets to going to a different stage to dance around a pole in fishnets? Same thing, Andy. Okay.
I like that. Erica's big reveal is that she used to work in New Jersey. It's like, well, there's a lot more to me than you may know. I filed taxes in New Jersey once. Thank you. That was it. So Tabitha from Arkansas says, did any of your bar customers want more than a dance? And she's like, oh, yes, I got propositioned, but no, I never did it.
The only time that worked was when I got a wedding ring in return. And Erica, also, they were showing clips of Times Square because they were all posing by Erica's picture. And then it's right, the big poster of Chicago with Erica Jane. Of course, it's right above a fucking hot dog stand. I mean, is the placement of that any, could that be any better?
I would be so honored to be above a hot dog stand. I would be so honored just to have a hot dog right now.
They go from Erica being like a stripper to being in Chicago and then place her right above a wiener.
Being upstaged by a hot dog.
Let's go out to the movies. Let's go out to the movies.
Okay.
If that Twizzler doesn't take its seat soon, I'm going to be plumb mad.
So, Rinna, you can see your daughter dancing at Shakers, but then they also make money by posing half-nude. What's the difference? She goes, well, gosh, I guess there isn't really any difference, is there? Except, I guess, I would compete with them for a model spread, but not for Shakers.
They made more money at it. That's the difference, I'll tell you that right now.
And Andy's like, Erica, I saw you on Broadway. I was amazed by How many people were there to see you? Like, nice save.
Yeah, Janet Jackson came to see Erica. That was kind of crazy. But unfortunately, Tom was not able to see the show because he was the week that he was planning to go was COVID week, and so that didn't happen. Unfortunately, I do feel really bad for her that and honestly, I actually feel really bad for all the Broadway performers who little sidebar. I went and saw the Tina Turner musical back in the fall, and the woman who is Tina Turner, Adrian, I forgot her last, Warren, was so amazing, and she like clearly would have gotten like a Tony nomination if not won the award, and like it's not happening. I just feel bad for those Broadway people.
Did they not do like an online? They didn't do
the
Tonys,
because the thing is, for the nomination period, I think is like in the spring, and like people have to go and see the shows.
Oh.
So it just sucks. And also there's someone that I know who was on Broadway, and he like this was his big break, and I'm just like, oh, that sucks.
That really sucks.
Yeah, sorry to bring it down, people. I just got contemplative about Broadway performers. Sorry.
I still don't feel anything for Erica. Isn't that crazy? The rest of you, I do. So Andy's like, well, Lisa Garcelle called you out for stealing Erica's Chicago Thunder. Why did she get that vibe? And Rena's like, well, I guess you'd have to ask Garcelle, why'd you say that, Garcelle?
Why'd you do it, Garcelle?
What? Garcelle's like, why would you do that? Why would you one-up me? I would never do something like that, especially not to my daughters. And so Garcelle's like, well, I just thought it was Erica's time to shine, and it was just taking a little bit away from Erica, and I wanted to support Erica and make her feel like it was special. It just seemed a little repetitive and annoying and tacky and awful and just, you know, desperate. But, you know, just no big deal. No big deal.
Oh, well, you know what? I was on the plane to go see Erica, and you weren't. So,
You're right. You're right. And that has nothing to do with me not supporting Erica, so don't even try it, Rinna. I've supported Erica, and yes, I did not go to New York, but it does not mean that I didn't support her. I just didn't go there and see her in person, much like her husband, I'd like to point out.
Yeah, no kidding. And Erica's like, well, I never felt like Lisa was buttoning or trying to steal my shine. I relied on her a lot. It's a big project to me, and I have to have someone at your fingertips who's done it before. I mean, it was her. I would say, Lisa, what was it like 30 years ago being in Chicago? You know, one time I called the lady from Taxi, and I said, what was that like? Being Roxy. I mean, so many people I could call on, Andy, so I'm very grateful.
Yeah. I just have to say I want to thank all the ladies for coming. They left their families and their lives behind, and I burst into tears and sudden thank you for chartering the plane. I mean, the sacrifices that you made. I mean, she made it sound like they were all moving to Mars. Like, thank you for making this mission finally happen for the humankind.
And I would like to say something. Like, shut up, Teddy. Here we go again. Nobody Kyle's is fucking kisses. Talking to you, Teddy. Nobody is fucking talking to you. And before I get into this, I just want to say I've been watching the show on HBO called The Vow. Have you heard of this show?
Oh, it's about NXIVM or whatever it's called.
It's about NXIVM, which was it had a secret sex cult in there, okay? And it had a master slave thing going on where these women would be, it was like MLM of like master slave games. I don't know. One was the master, and then they would text the slave things to do every day. And then the slave has to text back immediately, yes, master, yes, master. The slave has to keep texting, like, can I have this calorie? Can I have this calorie? Can I have these calories? And they have to take a picture of every single thing they eat. It's totally all in by Teddy, is what I'm saying. Teddy is 100% master.
The cult leader. She's
yes,
a cult leader.
In fucking NXIVM.
But like not as like without like the sexy stuff. So
yes, it's like the most boring version of NXIVM. That's why you never hear Teddy's chapter in the show.
It's like when they all have to drink the Kool-Aid, it's like they're like, ew, like, oh, sorry, sugar-free Kool-Aid. Yeah. Of course she said sugar-free Kool-Aid to her cult.
Yeah, you better ask for some sparkling water.
They have to wear, like, instead of wearing Nikes before the comet picks them up, they have to wear, like, Walmart brand shoes or something. I don't know. I lost track of that one. But Teddy's like, hi, I'm Teddy, and I have a question to Garcelle and Denise. You're constantly saying that women should be there to lift each other up, to empower each other, and not be pretty or petty. The second it came down to something about supporting each other, when we didn't have to be there, when there were like no cameras, you weren't there. And so Garcelle's like, Denise, you want to take this first or me?
Well, I'll go first. You know what? I wasn't even invited till the night before, and I got a text from Sutton saying she didn't realize I wasn't on the list to be on the plane. And I said, I didn't know you guys were all going, so.
Oh, okay, so you guys didn't invite Denise and are now giving her shit that she didn't go.
And then, but then Andy comes in with some shade. He goes, I was told it was because at the time you were suing us.
It's like, I wasn't suing anybody, all right? I was not suing anybody. And Renee goes, whoa!
Listen, I wasn't suing anyone. I was sending subpoenas and requesting that we appear in a court to discuss these things with lawyers. I was not suing anyone.
I sent a cease and desist to Brandy and to Bravo asking for you to remove the footage from Brandy because she wasn't even a cast member and it wasn't true.
So now Garcelle has really been flawless this entire reunion. She has her first big stumble. She's like, well, listen, I didn't go, you know, because as much as I texted Erica saying how proud I was, how fond I was of her journey, asking her how's it going, wondering if she had any thoughts on Coming to America 2, which I'll be starring in. I didn't go because the truth is I'm deathly afraid of flying in small planes. And when I was traveling as a model, because I was a model. Anyone else here? Was anyone else here a model? Like a real model? No? Okay.
Nope.
I had a lot of scary things happen to me in small planes. I'm just not comfortable getting on a small plane. So thank you.
Garcelle, you're not comfortable on a Gulfstream. Come on, Garcelle.
Renee's like, it was actually a very large plane.
Kyle's like, you could have flown commercial. I mean, Kyle, you're supposed to be, don't you remember your 5 million season long arc about how you were afraid of flying? And where's your empathy? Where's your empathy?
Oh, yeah. Kyle's terrible of flying, guys.
Yeah.
Terrified of flying, sorry.
Teddy's like, well, Dorit flew commercially because she wanted to be there and support. I'm like, you know what? Let me break some news to you guys. Asking someone to fly across the country to see a show with a bunch of women who've made your life hell over the past few months is a big ask, and maybe she just didn't want to go. Like, she could have wanted to support Erica. Maybe she wanted to go at a separate time. But maybe she just didn't want to hang out with you guys because you guys have been awful.
And also, Teddy's so full of shit because it was on camera. The crew was there shooting them in New York. So shut up, Teddy. Shut up again, Teddy. So Garcelle's like, well, I could make it. It doesn't mean I don't want to support, okay? And Teddy's like, well, I don't know. Like, first it's a small plane. Then you have your kids. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot going on there. She's like, you're making too much of this. I'm done.
Garcelle, why couldn't you make it? Why couldn't you make it? She's like, well, I had work, you know, Coming to America 2, real movie. And I also have my kids, and my ex wouldn't change the dates, and I had prior commitments. There was a sale at Gristiti's, needed to go there.
I wish she had just said, because I didn't fucking want to. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, had other things going on in my life. So Erica's like, oh, so it wasn't the Gulfstream. And they all just give dirty looks to Garcelle and like laugh at her.
Next season, Brandy's gonna come on and like reveal that Garcelle isn't afraid of small planes. No, we went on a big plane together, okay? We went on a big plane together, and this is just making me sick because now she's making me out to be someone who only likes to go on small planes, but we went on a big plane together. It's true. It's true.
Yeah. So Andy's like, Jade from Mississippi said, Denise, I read The Bold and the Beautiful are using blow-up dolls and spouses for love scenes. And she's like, oh, yeah, it's pretty easy. It's basically like getting stuck doing a scene with Teddy, you know? Fucking dumb big white thing with nothing to say. Yeah, it's working out all right.
And we see like a scene of Denise acting at a mannequin. I don't remember what she was saying, but it's like, oh, funny to run into you here.
And she's doing love scenes with her husband and stuff. And so then the next thing is, well, Aaron definitely set some frequencies off this season. Was he defending you or was he mansplaining? And then we see the horrible clip of Aaron just being like, you know what? There's no issue. That's my point. Like, you're making an issue out of nothing. It's ridiculous, lady. Like, just move on, all right? You feel good about yourself?
stupid girls. You know what? Boys rule, girls drool, all right? I'm going to say that's what I got to say about it.
Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Okay, oh, I'm the moral high ground? Moral high ground? Really? Moral high ground? Moral? Really? Moral? Really? So Andy is saying that he was hoping that Aaron would join, but there was no Aaron. And Denise is like, well, no one else's husband is here, so he'd be in a no-win situation, right?
Well, so, you know, when PK came, I will say him and Erica talking through it just really changed their relationship. Oh, okay. So Aaron should have to come, like, basically just sit there and take a whipping from everybody to make it okay. No. Why the hell would Aaron come on this show when you spent the entire season going against him? Now, that said,
he's a dick.
Aaron was a fucker and all of that.
Yeah, I mean, the difference is that it was important for PK to smooth things over with Erica because his wife wanted to be on the show and wanted to have relationships with these women. Denise doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
she's Denise like, I'm quitting. Care. I can't stand these women. I don't care if my relationships are severed because I'm out of here.
Yeah. And so, Denise, what do you feel about the way he spoke to the women? She's like, you know what, watching, yeah, I didn't think he said anything really offensive. I mean, he's always liked the women, you know, he was just trying to defuse the situation. And as soon as I went to the bathroom, Erica, even you said, you know, you waited until I left for you to talk to him. And she's like, oh, yeah, I did, because I didn't want you to whisk him away and I could talk to him. And sure enough, you come back and you whisked him away.
So she's like, okay, please don't ask my husband a question if you don't want to get him involved. Which is true. Although the thing is that I think that Erica was... I actually think Erica was entitled to grill Aaron because he was being such a dick at the other party. I think she was entitled to sort of give him the business.
Yeah, but also they can't, like, I feel like Erica can't just keep saying, you know, I want to talk to your husband, and then she's giving it to him, but then when he gets snotty with her, it's like, oh, what are you going to hit me? Or Teddy being like, oh, what are you going to hit us, big guy? You know, they can't be the victim all the time in every single thing. I hated how Aaron was at the party, but here at this party, they're like jumping all over him and everything he says. They're like,
oh, really? How could you?
It's like, well,
because he was, because he was being a dick again. I felt like Aaron deserved some shit, and I was actually okay with at least I think I was. I don't remember. I'd have to go back to that episode to see what I really said. But you know, we're hypocrites.
It's, I know,
okay.
It's hard to remember. I forget where I landed on this.
But I think at this point, I'm like okay with them like shitting on Aaron because I think Aaron is an asshole. But. Yeah, no buts.
But I'm okay think with their whole, I guess what is rubbing me the wrong way just watching the clips, because honestly, I don't remember my feelings that strongly either. But from watching this clip, I mean, you say one minute you don't want the husbands to get involved in anything and it's not the husband's business. So then you go to the husband on purpose alone without the wife. That's not really fair. Like you're breaking your own rules, you know?
Now, here's what I thought was interesting, right? So Andy says, what's your reaction to Denise not wanting Aaron around them? And Kyle goes, he's not a child. He's a grown man. Like, meaning, like, he can be around us. It's okay. So I'm like, okay, so if being a grown man means that it's okay for him to be around you, so you're implying that maybe someone who's not a full-grown person, like a child or maybe a teenager, maybe it's okay to make the request that they are not to be around you, right? Yeah. And I was like, notice that.
So Andy's like, Denise, why hasn't Aaron tried to apologize? And she's like, well, you know, the... Oh, Teddy's like, yeah, because the night at Sutton's, he had the opportunity to talk to us, and he didn't. And watching it back, I wasn't, like, only uncomfortable with the way he talked to us. I was uncomfortable with the way he talked to you. And I hate Teddy, and I hate her putting her fucking nose in everything, but I agree.
Yeah.
None of us love watching Aaron say, I'm going to break your fucking hand. Let me go.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all. I mean, I actually think that Teddy does have, like, she has good points here and there. It's just that, like, her overall, she's just, like...
She's a shitster, and she's yelling at people for stuff that's none of her business, and she's not involved in any way.
She is way too concerned about other people's shit, and she's, like, very self-serious about it. Like, I don't care if you're, like, concerned, you're like, whatever, I'm just, like, a nosy bitch. I don't care. Like, that's just who I am. That's what we are. Hello, that's what our entire podcast is. But we're, like, you know, we have fun with it, but she's, like, very serious and takes it very seriously, and it's all, like the greatest stakes in the world, and then she, like, agitates situations because of it. It drives me nuts.
Yeah. So I was trying to like Teddy.
We
liked Teddy the first year. You know, it's just when you become someone else's little henchman that makes me freaking crazy. So he brings up the breaking of the hand, like, I'm going to crush your hand, and we see that clip. And Denise is like, you know what? Like, I didn't even know that happened. And then I played it for him, and he was like, who's Randy? It's crazy, Andy.
Who is Randy? Everyone basically is that was not cool with the hand, the squeezing of the hand. And Sutton was like, she's like, zero tolerance, zero tolerance.
I say the same thing about Aaron that I say to discount pants from chain stores. Zero tolerance, Andy. Zero. And Garcelle's like, well, I saw it on social and I was worried. And then it's very sad music as everybody looks at Denise and tries to make a Lifetime movie. And Denise is like, am I still on?
Yeah. I gotta memorize these lines over here. I got a big scene with a mannequin tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Yeah. So then in an interstitial, Dorit's like, I need something to put between me bum and the seat. Me bum! It's digging, this chainmail's digging into me. Shush!
And it's like, why are you wearing clothing from the Middle Ages? Why are you wearing chainmail, Dorit?
Yeah. And then she sits on a paper towel and she's like, oh, it's a game changer, Andy.
It's like when she saw a magic trick.
Gone. Shut up.
Guys, I know that we've just talked about abuse and affairs. Let's talk about glam. So then we go into the glam segment. Black jumpers and ragamuffin needing out of pie.
Yeah. So it's a big glam montage, which you know is my favorite. And then they're all like laughing about how they showed up to that one party all in pink and everything. And Garcelle is like, I have a question for Sutton. Do you know who Fenty is now? And she's like, hell yes I do. And she has a new collection coming out. That's right. Joanna Fenty. I love her work.
Like, no. And Andy says, God, you sure got a lot of crap for that set. And she's like, geez Louise, yes I did. Couldn't leave my house.
Luckily, it's a giant house, so me and my cat just ran around in circles for 5 weeks. Also, there was a pandemic.
Erica, how do you keep up with all the glam?
It's like, I keep a deck of all of my personalities, Andy, so I don't forget to have one. Here's pictures of them.
And then Kyle, I love when Kyle does her, like, her faux humble thing. She's like, I mean, I don't even know what to wear. I'm just being open and honest right now. Like, Yavir, our camera boss, he just comes in my closet and picks out an outfit because I'm just, like, humble. Celebrities, we're just like you, right? Open and honest.
And then they ask to see the back of Dorit's crazy hairdo, and she shows it to them. And then she, you know, it's the glam side. I hate this section. She's like, the braid was the heaviest, Andy. The long braid that Carl was swinging from.
I know. But I did like that when Dorit showed off the back of her hair, she sort of looked like she was getting into like a ready position for like an ice skating routine. You know, like she was like starting, like she was like down on one knee, like... Like, all right, I'm ready for the Josh Groban to begin, and I shall start my triple luxes.
Let's switch gears, okay? Denise! I was like, okay, well, thanks for lightening it up for 2 seconds before we jumped on Denise again. So now it's the Rinna and Denise fight of the season. You guys have been friends for 20 years, and this year, that friendship was put to the ultimate test. If you were handing out grades, this would get an F-U. Let's take a look.
So now we see a montage of this friendship just falling apart before our eyes. You know, an honored tradition on the Housewives franchise. Close friends losing their friendship. And so so we see it all. And then afterwards, Andy's like, you both have said the other person has changed. How has Rinna changed? And Denise just stares at the camera and goes, I'm going to need to eat something before you
answer this question. Yeah, I got to get some fucking food. Yeah. I'm starving.
Yeah.
As she stands up, and we see that she's been holding her Bold and the Beautiful script the whole time.
She's like, she looks like she's going off to the campus library. Well, I got an exam tomorrow, so I'll just talk to y'all later after. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I got an essay to write.
Yeah, it's 12 pages.
Yeah, fuck this. All right, I gotta go.
So she just leaves, and everyone's like, oh, did she just leave? And Erica goes, fuck!
I thought that was such a, like, an honest moment, because I've definitely had moments where I'm like, I need to eat something now, otherwise I'm going to become a raging lunatic, and yeah. I cannot have this happen in a public space.
She's like, fuck this. And Garcelle said in an interview that this is like a this was like a 14-hour session of them going at each other. Oh, so God. This is the end. The whole thing has been about Denise, and she's just like, fuck this. I'm eating.
Yes. She's like, I have 48 pages to memorize.
Yeah. So then Andy's like, come on, please come back. We've got to finish this. And Denise is like, sorry, I got to work tomorrow. I got 48 pages to learn right here. And they finally make her come back. And Rena's
she
like,
just has the script on her lap.
I have a question. If you're so unhappy, just go do Bold and the Beautiful. Why not just do that? She's like, I'm not unhappy. What are you talking about, Randy? Listen, I love working with these ladies. These ladies have been great, okay? I've enjoyed it. It's great. I just don't like it. My friend of 20 years is treating me this way.
And Rena's like, okay.
Okay, Denise. So Andy is like, Denise, you said Rena was someone you could trust and go to for advice. And Denise is like, well, I think that Lisa is very different on the show, and she's turned on me. And Rena's like, I don't turn on people. It's not that I turned on you. You haven't been, what's that phrase, Kyle?
Open and honest with me.
I feel good you job. Haven't been open and honest, and I am not one who gets manipulated. What was that phrase again, Kyle? I should be saying...
Open and honest.
I'm being open and honest about not being manipulated right
now.
Good job.
Oh, and Denise's like, I'm an open book. What the fuck are you talking about? She goes, oh, well,
Denise, all the things I've seen and all the times you've run. She goes, run? Come on, that's not cool, Lisa. I don't run.
And they're like, run the clip. Run the... Forrest Gump run the clip, run clip. You know? And it's just Denise running.
Bravo, fucking Bravo. They didn't circle back to Bravo, fucking Bravo. That's too bad. So Denise was right to be upset at Rena calling her a hypocrite in front of everyone. Why didn't you pull her aside? I guess that someone asked that question.
Someone asked that. And Rena's like,
well, it's a show. That's why. I mean, Denise has talked about how she feeds hookers. I mean, that's what Denise talks about.
And Denise is like, well, one Thanksgiving, I fed a hooker. And you know what? My mother would have done that, too. So you know what? Shame on my mother, all right?
I'm so sorry for trying to help someone who needs a fucking hot meal. Fucking kill me, all right?
She goes, shame on me for asking someone to come in for a square meal. I'm like, a square meal?
A square meal.
She loved that she said, called it a square meal. Also, how funny is it? Again, this is what I was talking about before, when Rena earlier was saying, like, as a friend, she should have come up to me and pulled me aside separately and told me about the Brandy situation. And here she is saying, we're making a TV show and we're talking about the kids. I just asked the question, right? Like, yeah. It's so hypocritical.
Yep. And so Kyle's like, you know what? The whole thing is that we have those open conversations in a group. And yes, that you fucking brought on camera, you evil. So Andy's like, you know what, Denise, are you going to put your script down? And she's like, if you don't hand over this company, that's fucking it for you. I'm going to take your entire family down.
And so here's something else. You're all fired. Oh, sorry. Sometimes I get my work stuff confused.
So Andy asks Rena, what's the turning point of you just not thinking she's telling the truth? And Rena's like, well, when you see a year's worth of text messages, Andy,
and she says she's seen Brandy 3 times.
How is years of text messages, doesn't that prove that she's not having conversations in real life with Brandy?
Yes.
Doesn't that prove that she's typing conversations with Brandy?
Yeah, exactly. She just can't reconcile it or whatever. And so then Denise says something like, well, no matter what happens moving forward, remember those words. Are you threatening me again?
You know, you told me a lot about Brandy. I don't even like Brandy. There. If she knows I don't like her. I do not like Brandy.
And she's like, oh, does she know that? She goes, yeah. Well, I've been nice to her lately because she had dirt on you. Basically. Well, I didn't write down the whole thing she said.
She said, I've been nice to Brandy lately because she came on to tell her side of the story, which is the same as, like, yes, she has dirt on you.
Right? Yes. I was nice to even my own enemy to get at you. Yeah, that's a great friend. You're really making your point there.
So Denise is like, well, you know, I've had so many people talk about me and my family. And if it were the other way around, Lisa, what would you do? And she goes, well, I would have gotten on the phone with Brandy. And I would have said, what the fuck are you doing? Stop it, you fucker. And I would have grabbed her neck through that phone and choked the life out of her.
And she goes, well, you know what, even if she wasn't a cast member. And Andy says, well, Rinna, if you had to do it again, would you tell Denise that this information was coming out? And Rinna said, you know what, I wouldn't even have Denise come on the show if I had to do it over. How's that?
Yeah, which I think, I actually felt like when she said that, she meant like, I wouldn't have had her come on because, like, our friendship got destroyed. But I think that Denise rolled her eyes, and I think that Denise took it like fuck her. I don't want her on this show. So Denise didn't like that. And Garcelle was like,
yeah,
I
took it
that.
How Denise did. She wasn't being nice. She was saying, fuck it. I wouldn't have even gotten her a job on TV. You know,
oh,
fuck
maybe.
This witch.
I'm just a sympathetic
soul.
She said
it in such a mean way.
I'm a sympathetic soul, and I just appreciate people who are open and honest, you know? So, did the stress of the show airing and the social media come in the way of reconciliation? And Rinna goes, well, all I know is that we haven't spoken or texted in 6 months. And I go back to when she was friends with Heather Locklear.
Boo!
I'm just going to drop that in there.
Boo, you are so low. You are so fucking low. Oh, my
God.
That,
wasn't this the story there that Denise slept with Heather Locklear's then
husband? She stole her husband, yes.
Oh, who was that? Was it Richie Sambora?
Yes. Yeah, from what I remember, that she stole.
I was too lazy to look it up.
That she stole the husband. So Rinna, it's like Rinna just figures, oh, I'll just get all this nasty shit out now, you know, because that could have been next year's storyline, because you know they would have gone there.
Yeah.
Denise is like, what? For you to even bring that up? I wasn't even friends with her. I was friends with her ex-husband.
Yeah.
Which, well, I don't know about that. And Rinna's like, Google it. And Andy's like, I don't get it. And she's like, she's insinuating I'm a bad friend. You are a fucking terrible friend. Like, how could you do that?
Seriously. So Denise is like, well, now you're grabbing at straws, okay? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. She's like, Google it. So Andy's like, okay. Dorit, you have a new friendship with Denise and have been such a defender. And Dorit's like, yes, Andy. It's really gutted me seeing what happened here, Andy. It is. I just love Lisa Rinna, and I love Denise. I was like, shut up. Why are we questioning Dorit? Can we get back? This Heather Locklear thing is out. Google the shit, and let's get into it, please.
Oh, God. So, yeah, I like Andy. I did have to say, I really liked Andy, who kept on being like, so what happened again with Heather Locklear? I just don't know. What happened? Could someone tell me what happened? Because they never really, like, aired it out.
Yeah, and he so knows, but he has to have them do it, I guess. So, and Andy's like, okay, so then Dorit is going on how she really likes Rinna, and she had a rough time with Rinna, but they became friends, and she really likes her new friendship with Denise. And Denise is, like, really crying, and it's sad, you know, because you don't really see real tears often on this show especially, but she's, like, really crying. And Andy's like, Denise, I think back to Lisa texting a few years ago saying, the time is right for Denise Richards. She's so great. She should be on the show. And Denise is just crying, and she's like, so what's changed?
And he's like, I don't know. And so it's like, 20-year friendship, where do you go from here? And we're just like, I don't know. I mean, we can talk about Heather Locklear some more. Should we do that? That's so fun to bring that up. Should we do that?
So Andy's like, well, unfortunately, we're saying goodbye to stupid Sutton. All right, Sutton, bye, Fenty. Bye. Go.
She's like, thank you. I've had a blast. It's just been wonderful. It's like, gone. She's like, bye. Denise, what's going through your mind? I'm gonna ask you this for the 50 millionth time this episode. And she's like, well, you know what, I came here today to resolve things with the women, and
I feel like some of the women don't want to do that or move forward. And that was something that I wanted to do. You know, I wanted to resolve things. Also, I want to learn my 48 pages of dialogue for tomorrow because I actually do have another job. So
he's like, do you want to be friends with this group? And she's like, I mean, some of them, maybe. I don't know. Randy sounds fun. Whoever that is, she sure come up a lot. So he's like, so, Garcelle, what was your biggest shock as a noob? And she's like, that it wasn't scripted.
Like Coming to America 2 was. So I'm sure you guys will all be watching that one because you're all so high on supporting other women, right? Right.
Denny, is it hard? Is it harder being pregnant on the show? She's like, oh, Andy, you feel like you're the narrator of the show because you can't drink and you remember every single thing that happens.
Yeah.
Fuck off, Teddy. Get rid of Teddy. That she's a credible.
Yeah.
So, one takeaway from Erica. Well, I had fun. It was a great year for me. I was one of the all-time achievements being in Chicago, and I hate discord, and I hate conflict, and, you know, shit happens, and if there are two people that are willing, you can have a friendship that supports another friendship that's in Chicago and New York.
And Andy's like, this group is such a testament to friendship. Isn't it? It's like, really? Really? Wow, that's quite an example you've chosen. Indy! So, Andy, Rinna, one thing that you've changed, Rinna. She's like, nothing. You know what, Andy? I would do everything the same because you know what I am. Open and honest. Shut up, Kyle. I am a truth teller, Andy. I love truth, Andy. I go with my gut. Which is why I don't feed it often. I wanted to stay at the top of its game, Andy. Okay?
You know what? If I feel the need, if I feel something, I feel it. If I need to say something, I'll say it. If I need to say, how are you, to something, I'll say, how are you? And it's not always easy. If I know you for 20 years or 2 years, I will tell you how I feel, and I will grab your throat, and I will rip your larynx right on out if you talk about Harry Hamlin ever again. I am a truth teller!
Yes, and Andy's like, Kyle, how do you think this group moves forward? You've been on here 10 years. And Kyle's like, you know what, Andy, here's what I think. Honesty, Andy. I think being honest, literally, you guys, I'm not just making this up. Honesty. I really love honesty, Andy. I just love it. You know, and things aren't irreparable. It just takes honesty, Andy.
And sometimes you just have to have some one-on-one conversations with the group, but one-on-one conversations. Okay, I'm mad at Denise because she's mad at us for bringing it up in the group, but I say bring it up one-on-one, but we'll bring your shit up in a group. Okay, thanks.
Yeah,
just be honest.
And
just
Dorit's
be honest.
Like, well, I've had issues, but you know what, I really love people who can sell houses and get me new ones every single season. So cheers to Carl.
Yeah, so yeah, because Andy's like, okay, Dorit, why don't you lead us in a toast? And by the way, Dorit has a Gucci glass with Gucci ice cubes. I don't even know how you get Gucci ice cubes, but she has them. So Andy tells Dorit to give the toast. So Dorit goes,
may the only pain in your life be champagne. And they're like, ha 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 ha. And then Kyle goes, to moving forward and healing. Kyle, it's not your toast. It's not your toast.
To honesty.
Of course Kyle is gonna one up with the final toast. No one told you to do it, Kyle. It was Dorit's toast.
And then Andy's like, okay, well, at least there's no L.A. traffic waiting for you. And then the worst way they can end a season, like the worst way they can say fuck you to everybody who's watched the show the entire season is by having Teddy go,
to learn more about the Housewives, go to BravoTV.com. Hi, I'm Teddy.
Hi, I'm Teddy. Well, I actually really enjoyed that season. I know a lot of people complained about it. I thought it was great. I thought it was funny. I think, actually, we predicted that part two of the reunion would just be full of fluff and boring, and it wasn't. I think we had three really good reunion episodes, which means that we had a really good season, and I was into it. I really enjoyed it.
I was into it. I enjoyed it. I laughed.
I love a controversy.
Super enraged by it. That's and I also perfect. Really loved that it was cut short because
it's great
the
length.
Biggest problem with Beverly Hills, especially, is the same fucking thing going on over and over every single episode all season. And this year it was shorter. It was to the point. It ended right in time, so please keep that in mind, Bravo. Keep adding cities and just keep those seasons to 50. 15, 16, buddy.
100%, except for New York. That can go on for about 40 episodes, if you ask
New
me.
York, you could do it Big Brother style. Just leave fucking just cameras every everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, do it every night. But this is for the other shows. No, I totally agree. It was divisive. We got enraged. But that's what I love about it. It makes me happy. So thank you guys all for listening. Thank you to those of you who watched us on Watch What Happens Live. And we'll be back on our next episode to talk Real Housewives of New York and part two of that reunion, which is already hilarious. So have a great day, everyone. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D. There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.